The Sangha today is the 2nd of February 2012. It's too hard, too loud. We have only 18 days in order to end our winter retreat in Lambeth. We have 6 mantras. The first mantra is I'm here for you. I'm here for you. You can say it to your child, to your partner, to your big brothers, young brother, and to yourself. Don't think that this first mantra is easy to practice. And don't say that you understand that mantra. And more you practice, more you can see profoundly the meaning. That is a mantra of love. When you love somebody, you must be there for that person you love. You love your mom, your dad, your big brother, your big sister. And we used to think like that. But what means a present? Sometimes you think that you are present for her or for him. But it's not sure that you are present. Your body can be there. Sometimes your body is there but doesn't reveal your presence. Even your body is there but sometimes it makes the situation worse. If you are present with all the complaint, the up, down, suffering, and then it makes other person suffer more. So I'm here for you is a very profound practice. How your presence should be solid, peaceful, radiating peace and joy, and pleasant, really present. And that presence will have be beneficial for other person. If now the presence, your presence, your body, your face is there, but it's very, very sad face, desperate face, and radiating, complaining without even saying one word, but it's your face reveal your complaints, and your presence won't help anyone. So we have the practice, the exercise like I'm a flower. I resume the freshness of the flower in me, and breathing out, I'm blooming like a flower. So when you have that freshness, do you have that flowerness in you? And the freshness is not a kind of imagination. And then you cannot say that I'm a flower, but you look very sad. So you have to really visualize that every single cell in your body is a flower. And your presence on this planet is so important for you and for your beloved one. And so you feel that you are really fresh, very solid, a reality of freshness. So that is only when that you can say that I'm there for you, I'm here for you. So you restore the freshness, the flowerness in you, but you also have tried to restore the solidity in you, the stability in you. People cannot rely on you. Sometimes you are high, sometimes you are low, sometimes you are sad, sometimes you are overjoyed. You have no stability. And people cannot rely on you. So you lack that stability, and that is your presence will not be useful, and is you can your the first mantra is not a real first mantra. I'm here for you, I'm here for you, but you are up, down, you are not solid. you are not stable. But how you can have that stability? The practice have been offered to you when you walk. Your body, your mind must be with your body. You make a gentle step. You kiss the planet, the wonderful planet Earth. You realize that you are really alive. Your in-breath and out-breath flow well. Your body is so lit. And then you walk. And so you say that, I'm here for you. I'm here, really. Your fresh, stable presence. Joyful, loving presence. And then the practice, nước tĩnh lặng chiếu, is water still water. When the water is still, it reflects correctly what people said, what things happen. But you only see one part of reality, and you are panicking. And then, so you have no stability, you have no stillness. And when you have no stillness, how you can offer that peace, that calm in you? But in order to have that stillness, you must walk in stillness. You eat, you sit in stillness. Your mind is always with your body. Look deeply. Let go your rush. Let go your dispersion. Be totally with your peaceful presence. And then the last part of the other practice is space free. Space free, it means that you have to let go of everything. That irritation, that complaint, that not very satisfied, you let go, it's okay. It's not the end of the world for having that not so good like that. You have to let go everything. You complain that you're not satisfied with that, you are irritated for that. So how you can have liberty? How do you have that space free in order to offer to people? So that I'm here for you. You must practice for you first. So I'm here for me first. Me, it means me, a flower. Me, a solidity. Me, a big space, liberty, free of all my suffering, my irritation. So when you walk to practice freedom. You walk. You practice freshness of the flower. You walk. You practice stability. But when you walk, but you think of the past, oh, I'm so sad, I'm so irritated for that. And so you cannot handle the irritation, the suffering in you. And so you cannot. I'm here for you. It means I'm here for you, for myself. I have to take care of my wonderful presence. I need to have a fresh, a stable, a still, a peaceful presence. So if you cannot accept yourself, if you cannot accept yourself, if you run away from your own presence, so how you can accept or can make happiness to others? So I'm here for me. Me, it means that solidity, that freedom, that freshness. And then I'm here for me with my freedom, my freshness, my stillness, my stability. And then you can do it for other person. So who can do it for you? Except you. They cannot make it for you. You have to make ready for yourself that freedom, that stability, that freshness. So they cannot do it. The Buddha cannot do it for you. You have to do by yourself. And you restore your freshness, you restore your stability, you let go on these worries. Irritation is always my habit energy, to worry, to rush, to do like that. So I let go. Any of us have that feeling of loneliness? Somebody, we all need somebody who understands us, to love us, in order for you to be less empty, less lonely. And you need the presence of other person. You always need a kind of, you also have a vacuum in you. And because of that vacuum, you need to have somebody to fill up that vacuum. And sometimes that person agree to let you put into your vacuum, but sometimes he feel that he lost his liberty, and so he run away, and you feel that vacuum again. And if she or he disagree to fill your vacuum, and you are angry, and you say that he didn't love you, you want to put him or her into that vacuum of you, and if you push her or him in that vacuum, and then he or she lost their liberty, and then you feel that you have that vacuum and you want to punish her. You don't love me. And that is not love, because he wants to feel his vacuum. She wants to put you in her vacuum. But it's not real love. And if you deprive your liberty, and then you don't want to put yourself inside, and then he feel. And so the question is how we handle our loneliness, our feeling a vacuum, not accepting the vacuum in us. Last time you hear the story of the river. The river only run after this beautiful cloud, and then run after another cloud. But the cloud is impermanent, and the cloud run, and then the river try to grasp the cloud, and it doesn't work, and you lost one cloud, and you lost another cloud, and you, it means the river feels so lonely. And that grasping, that run after these chase, after this cloud, violet cloud, pink cloud, the red cloud, but the river do not realize that the river is a cloud. The river is water, is H2O, is the vapor, is a cloud. And if the river realize that the cloud is a river, and what you have been looking for, you already have in your river. So you don't need to run after that chase, after that cloud, to another cloud, to another cloud. What you want to be, you already have that. And only with the concentration, the mindfulness, concentration, and the deep look, and you have the insight, that deep vision, and then you can fill up your vacuum. If you sit quietly with stillness, you look deeper and deeper, you see that in you there is Buddha, there is Dharma, there is Sangha. Everything is complete in you. You don't need to run after anything. That you can realize by yourself, thanks to your mindfulness, concentration, and insight. Mindfulness is the ability to be aware of what is wonderful in you. And you can preserve that in you. And then, and tend to the concentration, you can keep that mindfulness steady, 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 and deeper and deeper. And when it goes steady and deeper, that view, and then you have a deep vision. So a practitioner must have that energy of mindfulness. Keep your body, keep your mind, go back to what is wonderful, what is present, what is wonderful, positive in you, and then and keep that insight of that vision of positive thing in you. You keep long, 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 long. It's become very concentrated, and then you can deeper and deeper, deeper insight. So instead of stop and look deep and to restore everything you exist already in you, you run after an impermanent things like a cloud, like a person that you just perceive him or her, just one part of him or herself, and you grasp and you think that he must be like that, she must be like that, but you force him to be an image which is not him, her, not an image of her, and then she run away, and then you feel the vacuum. So in order to invite somebody, you need to invite yourself to be fresh. Invite yourself, you have to offer to you freshness, offer to you peace, space, more freedom. Freedom is let go that expectation, that irritation, that many expectation in you. You let it go, and then you have that space. And then when that person show up with a number of different things that you expect, you let go. Okay, nice. Okay, she's like she is, he's like he is. I do not expect him to change and to be completely like me, like I wish. And so this is training. You let go. You let go. You don't need to force. If you have no stability, if you have a lot of fear, or fear of losing him, losing her, losing that things, losing other things, and then that fear is an obstacle. You have to be stable. Back to your present moment. Recognize what's still positive. There is number of negative things. Let it go. And still touch what is positive. With stability, with mindfulness, you try to see many wonderful other things. And then living in the Sangha, you see that everybody try to do in that way. You also try. And then they overcome their fear, their loneliness. You too, you can overcome. And sometimes you can entrust your loneliness and your fear to the Sangha. Sangha, it means those who live around you, but those you have more trust. Well, you cannot just see somebody and then you tell like that. Some one sister, two sister, three sister, only a few sister that you entrust your big fear that you cannot overcome. Can you help? Something like that. So we have to. And then you say that I have been too dread. I am so full of that fear. I cannot let go of my fear. Please help, please help. You say that I want to let go of my fear, but I cannot. Please help. So you have to. And then you entrust yourself to the Sangha. Don't try to hide. and try to hide. You say that you entrust yourself to the Sangha. I am like that. I am born like that. I have so many conditions to make my feet so big like that, or my undress is like that, or my... And so if you try to hide your weaknesses, and you don't want Thầy to know, you don't want your colleague to know, you hide, and then there is a number of suffering in you cannot overcome, because the Sangha is there enough for you to tell. If you cannot tell to anybody you met on the in the community, you at least a few big sister, two big brother, or two good friends that you can share, and then alone you cannot transform a number of very strong negative habits in you. And so you need the Sangha for that. Yeah. If you cannot do that, if you only choose one person and try to put a person into that vacuum in you, and you deprive the liberty of others, of that person, and that person has to care to you, and that person must be high like you, low like you, this person cannot practice, so you have to entrust to many. Don't take refuge only on one person. You must entrust to 2, 3, 4, 5 big, strong member of the Sangha. And don't think that if the drop of water have to rely on the river, the drop of water cannot keep by herself. So the practice in Plum Village is very concrete. You have to be courageous to face the negative part in you one by one and call for help if you cannot transform by yourself. So first, you in touch with what is positive, steadily with the positive. Try to let go, be free of all these negative things, but some very stubborn habit that very negative and you cannot let go, like that fear or that. So you have to rely on the Sangha and to a few person and more. And so if one or two or three sisters cannot help you, to ask for the bigger and bigger Sangha. So yeah, I take refuge in the Sangha. So sometimes Sangha can do things that you cannot do. The Sangha is like a net, like your suffering happened to us in the last few days. If alone, you cannot cope. But because we have a big Sangha, and we are like a net, and even the wind blow, and then the net even have to go high or low, but because they are one net linking to each other, so they can go high or down, up or down, but they are not broken. But if you come, only one person cannot handle your big suffering. And so, tends to the holding hand in hand and go up and down together and overcome that suffering, we feel closer to each other. Now we learn about the Sutra, looking deeply about the object of our observation, our consciousness. Looking deeply of the object of our consciousness. Page 3. the Islam. Page 3, there is the Gatha number 6, but there is no Gatha number 5. There is one Gatha who missed the answer to right Vietnamese first before he explained. To Gatha number 5. Is Thai mistake? Is Thai's mistake before Thai must reread again before we print it out? Could be here they translate by atoms or the smallest part of the element. There is 8 gathas together but have been translated. Thai translate from the gathas I translate into Vietnamese prose, but and that 8 gathas have the name Quang, Sở Yung Yung Quang, if you look in deeply. And Sở Yung Yung is about the object of our consciousness. A kind of essay. Quang means looking deeply, examine profoundly. Yung means condition. Sở Yung means object of our consciousness. Object of our consciousness. L'objet de connaissance, object of our consciousness. We perceive like that. Object. Our perception. The word duyên means condition. There's also many meaning. That board is not very solid, so he leaned that it almost fell. Duyên means a condition. The sở duyên means an object of consciousness. Yung means you are linked with, come to it, grasp to it, search for consciousness, conscious of it. That is also have the meaning. Help to the other things to manifest. Help other things to manifest. Like in the co-arising condition, woman's ignorance and duyên bring to action, connect to produce. In Buddhism, the many teachers have spoken about condition, duyên. The first is condition, cause arising. Hetu papiyaya. Like the seed of the rice. So the seed is nhân duyên. The seed of rice in the rice field, nhân duyên are the seed. But there's other condition. Nhân duyên, the seed is one condition, but there's other condition for the rice to become a rice blend and a rice blend with a lot of little grain of rice. So, one grain of rice you put into the soil, that is, that grain of rice is nhân duyên. It means a condition. But the rice field, the soil of the field is also another condition. The rice seed is one condition. The rice, the soil is also a condition. But they, we don't call nhân duyên, but we call tăng thường duyên. It means additive condition. The rice seed is nhân duyên, but the soil, the water is additive condition. In Sanskrit, without soil, without water, without sunshine, without chemical, it means nutritious part, the rice seed cannot grow solidly. The third one is Sha Yuen Yen. First, Nhân Yuen. Nhân, it means the current condition, and then additive condition, and Sha Yuen Yen is the object. So like, so you are mindful, you must be mindful of what? You are mindful with your breathing, mindful with your sadness, mindful with your joy. So Alambana, that is the object. So that is another condition. Alambana. You look deep in order to discover many conditions to bring to that Sha Yuen Yen, the object of your consciousness, of your perception. There's another condition. It's Đẳng Duyên. It means that condition must be continuous. Continuous condition. Without that continuation, you lose the result, good result. Like when you put on a frame and you think that there is one frame in fact, there are successive little flame who perpetuate, and then seen a flame. You think that there is one flame now. It's very little flame, separate, continuously go on. And so if there is a flame and then no flame at all for 5 seconds, and flame is doesn't work. So you need to have a successive immediately after that, and that you cannot have the continuation of that frame. It's like in the past, you make a film and you see the photo, a drawing, a person, a photo of one person are walking. So leave the foot, and then this next photo is leave another foot, and then advance, and so on. It means a succession of all the image of when you leave the foot, you leave the hand, or so that condition we call Đẳng Duyên. It means a continuous, steadily continuing that condition to continue. So your body is one stream of form. So that stream of form must have the continuation. If there is the stopping, abruptly for 5 or 10 minutes, this cannot survive. And so we need to have a dang, a quality of dang. This means no interruption, it's continuous. Adipati. Continuous element is about four conditions. First condition is the kernel condition, is the seed of rice. And then, so these four conditions exist in Sarvastivada school. Sarvastivada is a school of Buddhism existing for more than 1,000 years after the passing away of the Buddha. A few hundred years. So Sarvastivada was settling in the northwest of India, and they wrote many wonderful commentaries called Kosastra commentary and many other important work on commentaries on the teaching of the Buddha. These four conditions are also and the teaching of the Sarvastivada, but is also the teaching of Vijnanavada. Vijnanavada is taught by Asanga, the teacher Asanga, and then Nagarjuna, and then Vasubandhu, finally writer Abhidhamma Kosa Sastra. Kosa is treasure. Vasubandhu is a very good commentator of the teaching. He has been a very versed in Sarvastivada, and he condensed all these things into, and he also learned in Sotantriska school. So finally he combined many wisdom in many schools of Buddhism at that time. And then so he wrote Abhidhamma Kosa Sastra. In that he also mentioned about four conditions that we just mentioned. So Abhidhamma later on gave the birth to the school Vijnanavada, who is also like considered like main core teaching of Buddhist psychology. So they are the object of this teaching of your perception. So we look deep into your perception. The aim of this 8 gatha in that text is for that. And the author is Dangna. I don't know the Sanskrit word for that. Naga. Dinaga. D-I-N-N-A-G-A. Dinaga. He was born around the 5th to the 6th century after Christ, when Huinchan from China, when Huinchan arrived, Diana already passed away. But many senior students of Diana still there and be the teacher of Huinchan. Diana came from a Brahmaka family. Before that, he learned many school of spirituality, but then he came so he joined the school Vasi Uttaya, and this school believed that in Buddhism there is a a self. Without a self, how you can explain about the fruit of the karma? And they said that in the five skandhas there is no self. However, there is a self. This school, Đồng Tư Bồ, believe that there is a self. A self is not the five skandhas, but it's not outside of five skandhas. And I want to use one sentence in the text given by the Buddha in order to show that they are correct. For instance, there is a person who are manifesting on this life and become very useful for everyone. Who is that person? That person is the Buddha Siddhartha. And so he said that, well, they said that in that case, there is one person who manifests in this life and become very useful to everyone. So that person is Siddhartha, Buddha, and so there is a self. The Digana have learned already Savastivada school. He's very, very intelligent. He's very eloquent. So when he learned with Vasiputraya, he mentioned, do we go out of the teaching? Do we go a little bit far away from the teaching of the Buddha? Why he tried to argue with other school? Dhyana proved that he is very eloquent. But when he argued with his own school, but they are also defeat, and so they chase him out of the school. And because he's too intelligent, he's very sharp on arguing. And so he has so many disciples, even he chased away outside of Manila. And when Huyen Chan from China arrived, he saw that those who follow him, Digana, have about 60,000 monks who join him. So it means that he is very, very bright. But Diana finally abandoned that school and then joined to be disciple of Vasubandha. So what we learned last few weeks is from the brother Asanga. But now we are learning the teaching of the young brother Vasubandhu, and Diana is the one who report everything Vasubandhu have taught. And he invented a kind of Buddhist logic. There is before that, there is a kind of Vyaya logic, but Dhyana tried to make it shorter. Instead of five, Takpa or something, and then now he make only three. And we can call him the patriarch of that new school, Luang Liao. When he was young, when Thai teach Nhan Thanh, when he was very young, he already wrote a book called Nhan Minh Luang Liao. It means it appeared in 1952. We have one copy. When we still have copy of this book, Buddhist Logic, and what Thai put Đông Phương Lăng Ly học with Mensa. He didn't use the word Buddhist. He said that Eastern logic, and it's very complicated. It gives you headache when you read that. But when I'm young, I like to write something Buddhist logic like that. Diana have many works, and Quang Sơn Nhân Dương is only one of many of his works, and it's very profound. This work is rather complicated, but I try to make it simpler for you to be able to absorb some of this wisdom. Now we start by now first is the first gatha. Trong phong đà, can you go? The seventh line. That is the first. You put number one. You start by cực phi. Number seven, line number seven. So the first gatha is numbers, line 7, 1, 2. 6, 7. But the second gatha is the fourth line from the bottom up. The fifth line from the bottom up. Hòa hợp ngũ ư thức thiết sở duyên phi duyên. Now you can write my translation. Cực vi means smallest element or atom, smallest element existing in our five consciousness. The smallest element of our five consciousness are conditioned in our object of consciousness, of perception. Because we cannot see the manifestation. It will not manifest in your consciousness. I don't quite understand what it means. We'll see. He will explain. Yeah, but I have to wait for him to translate. Cực vi trong năm thức, it means the smallest element of the five consciousness. Là duyên không rỡ duyên, a condition. Condition not in the object of consciousness. In your consciousness, you cannot find them, you cannot see them. So they was unsatisfied with the last two sentences. So he rewrite, he wipe out and rewrite the new translation. So that is why I told you that I don't quite understand, because the other translation was not clear. So ví như con mắt, ví như gì?
Bạch thầy, con nói con không hiểu gì hết, họ cười rằng.
I told Thay that I said that I don't quite understand, and you laugh a lot. Because Thay asked, "Do you understand?" And I said that, "No, I don't." Cực vi here means smallest element of. In the past, we think that the smallest is atom, but nowadays smaller than atom, electron. And nowadays, this smaller than electron is particle. So, cực vi means extremely small.
Extremely small.
They translate from the Sanskrit word anu. In the past, people don't use the word atom. They use the word the smallest part, extremely small. There is also another word, lăng hư trần, meaning close to emptiness, close to the vacuum. Lăng means closer to neighborhood of emptiness. Trần means dust. So this dust so small that close to the empty space. So when you see the empty space, and then that dust is so small that it looks like nothing, like a true vacuum space. Yeah. Lăng means neighbor, close to. The dust is so small that it's like a neighbor of the empty space. The reason is because there are people who feel that the object of your perception, like the bell or the curtain or the house, but their nature are extremely smallest element coming together. So when you perceive something, you perceive a flower, you perceive a rock, you perceive a person, and then the object, that flower is a perception, is the object of your perception, is the flower, object of your perception, is that person. But in fact, the patriarch said that, in fact, the object of your perception is only the smallest element of dust. They come together and to make them. If you see or you do not see, that still exists. And when you see, they are atom, they are electron. But when you look deep into every object of your mind, of your perception, if you look vaguely, it's a flower, but you look deeper, it's only dust, little small dust to come together. So what you hear, what you see from your five sense organ, what is the five sense organs, and they become five sense consciousness, because from your what you hear is ear consciousness. You cannot be in touch with atom. You only see mountain. You only see flower. You don't only see human, but you cannot
being that with atom in a human, atom in a flower, atom in a... And so Kukvi is not the object of your consciousness. And we can call them only condition. They are condition. But they are not object of your consciousness. They can be one condition or two condition, tang ting yin, it means additive condition for the rice. And so the rice seed is nyang bing, it means the core seed, cause. And then the soil, the sunshine are additive condition for the rice to be grown. And so you cannot see the object of your eye consciousness, because you only can see a flower, you only can see a bell, but you do not see the atom who make the bell, you do not see the atom who make the flower. So Kukvi is not the object of your seeing, but you only... We have to distinguish between duyên. Duyên is condition. Some condition, but trở duyên is... So, the trở duyên is like the flower, is like the bell, is like a human. But duyên is like an atom who make the flower, the atom who make the bell, or the atom. So, what you see via your eyes, we call eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, body consciousness. And that consciousness of that thing, you have a perception. And in the perception, there is a subject of perception and an object of perception. So the perceiver is the perceived things. So the subject is perceiver. That is object of perception is perceived. Like the flower is a perceived. And then object of perceiver is you. Who perceive. So when we say a consciousness, we have the consciousness of what? Like I. So Nang Yin is subject of I consciousness is you and your eyes. And then the flower is the object of your see. Like this sheet of paper. The sheet of paper have the recto and the verso. So recto and verso are one in order to make that paper. So you too, when you perceive a flower, you must be you and the flower. So the perceive. You are the perceiver. Nang. So subject of connection and subject of connection, they relean to each other to manifest like the recto and the verso of the sheet of paper. Alamana Patiyaya. And without the object, and your perceiver cannot perceive. Yeah. So you cannot say that. You cannot say perceive. They have to lean to each other. Subject and object, they manifest in the same time. Nang is subject and sha is object. Nang like I am mindful. And Shah is I'm mindful of my breathing. So my breathing is like object of my mindfulness. So about the five, my five consciousness, but cực vì the atom are only a condition for the object of your mindfulness to be. This, so the cực vi is the atom in the bell. So atom is only a condition for you to see the bell. And đối tượng, it means subject of your consciousness is a bell. Subject of your consciousness is a flower. Thầy said, are you, do you understand? Can I continue or we have to go back and explain again? So like your eyes is one condition. Without eyes, you cannot see it. Without the ear, you cannot hear. So eyes or ear are only condition for your seeing. So when you look at the flower, so your eyes are only condition. So atom can be only condition. So so cực vi means atom who make the bell, atom who make the flower. So you cannot see the atom of the bell, you only can see the bell. So you see, so you can never see condition, you only see the object of your perception. The object of your perception is a flower, the object of your perception is a bell, but you cannot see the atom in the bell, the atom in the flower. Do you understand? About our five consciousness, eyes consciousness, ear consciousness, nose. So the atom can play the role of condition, but they cannot play the role of the bell. The atom is not the bell. The atom is not the flower. Yeah. So atom are condition. Atom in the bell are condition. Atom in the flower are condition. But the bell are the object of your consciousness. The flowers are object of your consciousness. So your eyes is also a condition. We have to distinguish between two. Duyên is condition. In order to manifest the consciousness. But sở duyên is the object for you to look, to be mindful, to be... So you only see a phenomena, but you cannot see the atom. Phenomena could be flower, bell, or human. But condition is not the object of your consciousness. So,
in our five sense
skin, organs,
we don't see them. We don't see the atoms at all.
We don't see the atom. But when you look at the bell, you don't see the eyes. But without the eyes, you cannot see the bell. So the eyes is also one condition. So we read in prose. The first gatha about five consciousness, atom could be condition, but cannot be the object of our perception. Because the form of this atom cannot manifest in your consciousness, like your five sense organs. Your five sense organs are only condition for your consciousness to manifest. Do you understand? So easy. What I said. Among those who use the explanation in prose, there are two tendencies to explain. The first one is atom, the smallest, is the ultimate reality, and they give birth to our perception. That is one tendency is like that. But there is other tendency who say that if they are not object of your consciousness, if they come together and they make a totality, and then and you will call the object of your consciousness. But according to the commentaries, these two things are not correct. And so the first gatha is to answer the first incorrect tendency, and the second gatha is to answer the second tendency. So the first gatha, to answer the first tendency, to explain that. So Dhyana tried to explain it. The atom is not object of your consciousness, but the it's they try to the second gatha is to argue with the second tendency. The first tendency is to answer that the atom is not the object of your consciousness. If you say that they are object of your consciousness, so Dhyana said that I only see the object of my consciousness is only the bell, is only the flower. I do disagree that there is an atom who come together. The object of your consciousness is the manifest. So the object of our consciousness and the subject of your consciousness, if the atom of form, sound, etc., it's complicated explanation, but Thầy said that it's only feel that atom, they cannot be considered like object of our perception, because you can only see the bell, you cannot see the atom. And we cannot call atom the object of our perception, but atom is only one condition. So atom may be a condition for our perception, but they are not object of our perception. So it's what Dhyana tried to argue with first tendency. Yeah. we go to the second gatha, maybe it's make the first gatha easier to understand. The second one, about the five consciousness, they are only conditioned, they cannot be object of our perception. Why? Because in your perception you can only see the bell or the flower, but you cannot see the atom. You cannot see all the conditions who make the harmony in the five consciousness. When they come together, they make something in harmony, we can call them object of our perception, but we cannot call them you cannot see atoms, because they are too small. They are too small, close to emptiness. But when they come together to make a mass, you can see the atom. Because when they come together in a mass, and they are also the object of your perception. The first one said that no, they can only condition, but they cannot. When they come together, so when atoms come together, make a harmony, and so they manifest clearly. How you can say that they cannot be the object of your perception? Wow, this agglomeration coming together, make a combination. Reunion. The coming together of all the atoms. Then Digana have said that coming together of all these atoms, they make a kind of, we can call them object of our perception. Dhyana said that a kind of form made of many atoms, like the kind of form called flower, make a form called bell, like coming together like a bell, like a flower, I consider like them like the object of my perception. But they are not a condition, because they do not exist. Truly, the image come for coming together with all the atom, and that is not because the nature of that is they have no they don't have the truth. So they come together, they come together and they make a kind of image. There's no second moon, because when you hurt in your eyes, so you have an image of something. Even they can call object of your mind, but they don't have the true nature. They are emptiness. They are empty. They look like that, but they are not like that. Like you see a ghost. you see like that. That is a creation of your consciousness. So the atom exists, but the flower is also the creation of your mind. The flower, you perceive the flower like that, but other persons perceive differently. Like you have a number of many thousand bricks and we build a house. So the bricks look similar. But when we put them together and they become a house, the living room different from a kitchen, and so. So the house is the coming together of many thousand bricks. This house is not bricks. Because these bricks, you look at the bricks, you do not see the house. In the bricks, there is no house. So the house is creation. If you take on the bricks separately, there is no house. So the house is a kind of creation. By taking many elements like atom, like bricks. And so the point, the period is the coming of two lines. In the past when I learned mathematics, the definition of one point is the coming of two lines. But line is the moving of the period, the point. And the moving, when they move, they can make a round, they can make one line, they can make a square. And we can see million of these points who make a square or make a round. But the round and the square do not have a reality, because they are only the ultimate reality of square is the multitude of points, multitude of periods. The round or the square is not the nature of the condition. So all the condition come together, all the bricks come together to make a house, all the bricks come together to make that room or other room. So in each atom. Even we it's a round or square, we cannot call that this nature of the object of your perception. This form, only object of your perception, but is not the atom. Is not. And the point, the coming together of many bricks or many points can make an object of your consciousness, of your perception, but they can be illusory, they can be changing. But the object, yin here is condition for the object of your perception. So the object of your possession is one condition. So the coming together of all the small element atom can give you a form, like a flower, like a bear, but they are not truthful. They are coming together. That square or that round are only because their nature is empty. The form, like a house, a bell, is only the creation of your consciousness, but is not ultimate reality. We'll continue next time.